I wrote in this month's copy of the Upper Wensleydale newsletter of the character Grisabella, who is featured in the musical Cats. And whilst reflecting on her past, she sings Memory. All alone in the moonlight, I can dream of the old days. It was beautiful then. And I guess so many of us, perhaps all of us, have had occasion in recent months to look back and think wistfully, life was beautiful then, even just a few months ago, when things were so different. And we all engage, don't we, in that act of remembering in some way or another. Families come together, we remember, we gather, and before long we are sharing stories of good times together. Things that made us laugh, things that made us smile. That act of remembering is such a crucial part of human nature. It binds families together. It binds communities and nations together. But I do believe that there is also great power in remembering those occasions of tragedy and loss and sacrifice. And by remembering those things, we can actually use them as a potent force for good. If, by looking back and recalling those events, we allow them to guide us, to instruct us, to inspire us into something new, full of new hope and a new sense of purpose. Because we all need, don't we, a different way forwards. But that process of remembering can bring with it some stark contrasts that challenge us and can actually make us feel very uncomfortable, because we see life as it truly is. You see human longing and human failure. When we remember, we see hope, but we also see human disappointment, or human understanding and human division. And with the number of different challenges that we face in the world at the moment as a global community, the need to work productively together is so important for our very survival. Physical conflict resulting from disputes over political ideology or lifestyle or culture or the sharing of vital, necessary natural resources is on the increase. No one should have to fight for those things. And war should always be the very, 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 very last thing that anybody ever contemplates. But sadly, too many political leaders appear to be lacking in wisdom and restraint in those areas. And perhaps this is because politicians don't do the fighting in the same way as soldiers do. And there is great wisdom in that old saying that if you want to understand the true horror of war, don't ask a politician, ask a soldier. Our readings that we've had today highlight the Christian revelation of a God who calls us to remember, to remember who he is. And that the life that he has desired for us is so very, very different from the one that we seem to have created for ourselves. The challenges of human suffering that we live with today are man-made. It's no good blaming God for them. They are man-made. He never intended us to live like this. The problem with human suffering does not lie with God, but the solution through Jesus Christ most certainly does, because he calls us to a different way forward. Through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, mankind attempted to kill love and remove it from our presence. But through that crucifixion, Jesus is no stranger to pain and suffering and the consequences of evil in this world. But it didn't end that way. It didn't finish that way. Jesus shows us a different way forward. And that was radical then, and it's radical now. The way that Jesus points us to is a way that is not for the weak, and it's not for the timid. It's not some pink, fluffy, sentimental interpretation of love. This is love that pays a price. It's a sacrificial love. And it's a love that is certainly not for those who are easily swayed by public opinion. Loving like Jesus commands us to love is a tough call. And when Christians respond to it, that's why they are the most feared and the most persecuted people on this planet. Because they dare to look forward with love. It's revolutionary. It's life-changing. Jesus shows us that if we want to live our lives in peace, then it's not national security, but international community that will achieve it. It's not about alienation, it's about forgiveness. And it's not about conquest, it's about sacrifice. Those are the things that we are called to enable it to happen. And at a time when so many nations across the world are flexing their military muscle, and where, as Julia pointed us to in our prayers, we see again the devastation and destruction of war in parts of Europe again. This, I believe, is something worth remembering. Jesus said, "This I command you. Love one another." And we would all do well just to spend a moment now to think on how that might look for me and for you.